candy canes came from Germany, just like Christmas trees. They originated in the mid-1600s, long before there was an Indiana. They were probably some sort of the very first artificial decorations on Christmas trees. Okay, here's another one. While trying to give his children an unforgettable Christmas, a well-meaning but blundering father dresses up as Santa and winds up getting stuck in the chimney. Mom is worried Dad never shows up on Christmas Eve, and he's nowhere to be found on Christmas Day, and the day after that, and so on. Finally, in January, the family notices that the chimney is all stopped up. You can see where this one's going, right? Okay, stop feeling sorry for the poor family. It's just another urban myth. There's absolutely no record anywhere in America of this ever happening. I know, someone will say that they have a friend and it really happened to the friend's father. Or they saw it on the news or some such nonsense. The good news, it didn't really happen. Now you can read more Christmas urban myths on the internet over a website called Snopes.com. By the way, even though the chimney story is false, I wouldn't recommend trying it. And from coast to coast, it's Mannheim Steamrollers and American Christmas. Christmas nativity scenes can be lovely recreations of the Christ child, the manger, and the magi. And their story is next, here on Mannheim Steamrollers and American Christmas.
Holiday shoppers be warned. Holiday shopping ushers in the busy season for identity thieves, hoping to steal your identity and take over your bank accounts. Each time you buy a gift, or buy gas, or food, or shop online, you may be exposing yourself and even your bank accounts to identity thieves. No one, not even law enforcement, can stop all identity theft. The smartest thing you can do this holiday season is to arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. LifeLock Ultimate not only guards your identity and good name, those are essential, no question, but LifeLock Ultimate even helps protect your bank accounts from takeover fraud. This holiday season, take steps to protect your identity and even your bank accounts with LifeLock Ultimate. As a special holiday gift, LifeLock is offering 15% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Call or visit LifeLock.com and use promo code KIM15, KIM15, for your 15% off holiday gift. Call 800-417-3841, 800-417-3841, 800-417-3841. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. Offer ends 12/31/13.
No matter the reason, no matter the season, check out the Any Reason, Any Season loan from American Eagle Credit Union. The loan covers all of your needs quickly and easily. This special loan's low competitive rate also makes it an ideal means to consolidate and pay off your high-interest loan balances. The Any Reason, Any Season loan offers you convenient repayment terms and repayment methods from American Eagle Credit Union or ameaglecu.org.
Member eligibility required. Current underwriting guidelines apply.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Who would have ever thought that something as simple as a lovely manger scene could be so warm and yet so controversial? The story of the first nativity scenes is just ahead. It's Mannheim Steamrollers and American Christmas, and I'm Chip Davis.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child, shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
It's an American Christmas. And I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
It seems that each Christmas, nativity scenes often make news because someone objects to their placement on public property. It's only recently that they've been connected to any controversy at all. The word nativity comes to us from the Latin. It means birth. When used in conjunction with Christmas, the word implies not only the birth of the Christ child, but the literal account of the story of his birth as described in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. Today, in America, the word usually brings to mind a timeless scene of the birth in a manger, complete with angels, shepherds, sheep, three wise men kings, and of course, the Holy Family. But while across the United States, the Christmas tree is the principal symbol of this holiday, in much of Europe and Latin America, this most important symbolic position is claimed by nativity scenes of all sizes. They are, perhaps, the earliest symbols of Christmas, dating back past the 4th century. But the real popularity of the nativity scenes we know today is best attributed to St. Francis of Assisi in Italy, a Catholic monk who spent most of his life as a missionary to the poor. Brother Francis believed that to fully understand its meaning, all people should hear the gospel in their own language. His sermons were most often delivered in the language of the people rather than in Latin. And it was this idea that moved St. Francis in the year 1223 to recreate the manger stable scene in a cave near Greco, Italy, using live animals and real people. The stark realism that he brought to the story of the first Christmas so profoundly impressed the public that in literally no time, nativity recreation spread throughout all of Europe. And by the early 1700s, most families even had small nativity scenes made with still figures in front of their homes. Today, the beautiful story of the first Christmas is most often recreated in small nativity sets in homes across America. Many are family heirlooms, handed down from generation to generation. But manufacturers report that the demand for the small, tabletop, finely crafted nativity sets has never been higher. So even as a controversy may erupt here or there about how and where nativity scenes can be placed and viewed, the Christmas nativity scene is very much alive tonight in homes all across America and the world. Rest assured, the Christmas nativity is a part of the American Christmas that will be here for many years to come.
It's Mannheim Steamrollers and American Christmas, and I'm Chip Davis.
The lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still, the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you're lonely too, I'd be happy
happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The fire is dying, now my lamp is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. The morning light steals across my window pane, where whips of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. And to be once again with you.
And just ahead, what turns an ordinary purchase into a Christmas gift? There's more of An American Christmas coming up.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back, but can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA-certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Modern Family, TV's best comedy, is now on USA Network every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday night with back-to-back episodes. Modern Family, now on USA Network.
This is An American Christmas.
Oh!
Just what is it that turns an ordinary purchase into a Christmas gift? The item itself? Not quite. The cost of the item? Well, I'd hope not. We Americans literally invented the answer to this question in 1880. It was in 1880 that the biggest retail stores discovered, are you ready? Marketing. That's right, marketing. Commercialism. Call it what you will, but that's when the big stores actually went looking for a way to lure shoppers in and bring them in for one specific reason, to buy Christmas gifts. You see, up until then, most parents would simply drop some fresh fruit, maybe a toy, perhaps a trinket or two, into the stockings that were, remember the line, hung by the chimney with care. And grown-ups simply exchanged small handmade gifts on Christmas Day. Okay, back to the marketing thing. The merchants thought that they had to come up with something to bring folks into the store, and so along came the decorative Christmas gift box and wrapping paper. Of course, it was an immediate hit, and for a number of reasons. The surprise factor was one, and after all was said and done, the box was pretty. But perhaps most important, once wrapped, each Christmas gift became the focus of excitement. What could it possibly be? Did they guess what I wanted? Would she like my gift? A new element was added to the holiday. Suspense. Wrapping Christmas gifts in brightly decorated paper became a new standard in America and eventually the world. We wrap gifts nowadays for all occasions. And it truly is that simple. Once wrapped, a simple purchase becomes a gift. But maybe it wasn't all commercialism. What if, and I'm only speculating here, but what if the marketers themselves were influenced by something else? I mean, do I dare make this link? Remember the story of the first Christmas from the Gospel of Luke? It says, "You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes." Well, perhaps. As Shakespeare wrote, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." And who am I to disagree? It's Mannheim Steamrollers and American Christmas. And I'm Chip Davis.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. Sing a love song as we roll along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, "God, you're merry." We'll say, "No, man, no, but you can do the job when you're in town." Later on we'll conspire as we dream by fire, face unafraid plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Thank you. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, no. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Face on a grave, plans that we make, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
The world's best loved Christmas carol. Can you name it? The story of Silent Night is next, here on An American Christmas.
People all over the world can't stop talking about Ancestry.com. The information they're finding on their families is incredible, and the feeling you get when you find your ancestor's name or signature on a historical document is powerful. Have you been to TryAncestry.com yet? If not, you can try Ancestry for free. Act quickly. Go to TryAncestry.com and you can secure 14 days free. That's right, 14 days, a full 2 weeks to fill in your family information and see what you can discover. Join the millions that have gained access to the world's largest online family history resource. The stories are countless. People are finding unknown relatives, learning about lost family stories, and even making new connections with family they didn't even know they had. With over 11 billion historical records and 41 million family trees online, it's virtually limitless on what you can find. Take advantage of this 14-day free offer by visiting TryAncestry.com today and see what you can discover with 2 weeks free. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Modern Family, TV's best comedy, is now on USA Network every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday night with back-to-back episodes. Modern Family, now on USA Network.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. This Week in Real Estate is moving. A new day and a new time. That's Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Did I say Sunday? I think so. This Week in Real Estate's on Sunday from 1 until 3 from now on. No more moving around. Hey, this is our Christmas show this week, and I'm going to teach you the tricks of saving thousands of dollars when you are buying or selling a home. So I look forward to joining you this Sunday, Sunday, Sunday from 1 till 3 for This Week in Real Estate right here on the Big 550 KPRS.
Hi, this is Lori Heisey.
And I'm Ken Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group, and we want to wish you a healthy and prosperous holiday season. While Wall Street seems to be spreading plenty of good cheer, the Grinch could be right around the corner with a hefty tax bill from capital gains on your investments.
There have been tremendous gains and equally tremendous changes with the economy. So take the time to have professionals help you with your nest egg. In between shopping, baking, and visiting, call us at 314-909-1116 and spend some time on yourself to make sure you are prepared for 2014.
People are like snowflakes. They're all different. And so are your financial needs. I'll create a plan tailored just for you. Call now at 314-909-1116 for your personal review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit us on the web at heiseadvisorygroup.com.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Modern Family, TV's best comedy, is now on USA Network every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday night with back-to-back episodes. Modern Family, now on USA Network.
What is the world's best-loved Christmas carol? Is it Joy to the World, O Little Town of Bethlehem? The answer is just ahead, here on Mannheim Steamrollers, An American Christmas.
I
saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was in those ships all three on Christmas Day, and what was in those ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning? Our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day, our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day in the morning. Pray will the sail those ships all three on Christmas Day, pray will the sail those ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning. Oh, they sail into Bethlehem on Christmas Day, oh, they sail into Bethlehem on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day, and all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day, and all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day, and all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. And let us all rejoice and made on Christmas Day, and let us all rejoice and made on Christmas Day in the morning.
It's the American Christmas with Mannheim Steamrollers Chip Davis. And coming up next, it's the story of the Christmas carol we all know best. The world's best loved Christmas carol. Right here on the American Christmas.
Away in a manger, no crib for His bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down His sweet head. The stars in the bright sky look down where He lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Christmas, and I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
Sometimes it's the smallest of things that play the biggest roles in our lives. Once upon a time, a struggling cartoonist named Walt Disney was inspired to do great things when a small mouse ran across his drawing board. We all know the story. But most don't know the story of Father Joseph Moore and the Christmas mice of the Obendorf Church. Obendorf is a small mountain village in eastern Germany. By Christmas Eve, 1818, the mice of Father Joseph Moore's church had done their worst. The bellows of the church organ were ruined. No music in the church this Christmas. Father Joseph broke the sad news to his congregation, but he reminded them that God created mice as well as men and women, and perhaps God would provide a Christmas miracle. As Christmas Day drew near, despite his prayers, it seemed to Father Joseph, for whatever God's own mysterious reasons, the organ and the church would be silent. By sunset on Christmas Eve, the snow had stopped and the winter skies cleared. Father Joseph received an urgent message. Last rites were needed for an elderly woman who would not live to see another Christmas. As he walked home in the darkness, Father Joseph was troubled. Why would God take this woman on the night of Christmas Eve? Did he not understand her family's pain? And why? Why would God allow mice to damage a musical instrument designed to praise the birth of his son on Christmas Day? Father Joseph paused to pray. And in the silence, it seemed that parts of the answer came to him in small pieces, like a verse, and as quiet as a whisper. Perhaps it was better that the old woman sleep on this night. Perhaps her passing was a kind of gift for her family. No more suffering. She would sleep in a heavenly peace on this Christmas Eve. And Father Joseph began to write his answer. The words, at first, came slowly, all in the form of a Christmas poem. Just a few hours before the midnight Christmas Eve Mass, Father Joseph brought the poem to his friend, a guitarist named Franz Gruber. And in less than an hour, they combined the words and the quiet music of the guitar, and the Obendorf Church was filled with music on Christmas Eve after all. The song, of course, was Silent Night. But our story cannot end here. Father Joseph had offered a prayer. He asked for answers. And many times, answers to prayers come in a way that we least expect, and at first can be difficult to understand. A chain of improbable events had been set into motion. For bringing the guitar into the church, Father Joseph was transferred. He would be transferred 12 times over the next 8 years. In the spring, the organ was repaired, and the organ builder found the notes to both Franz Gruber's music and Father Joseph Moore's Christmas poem. He was impressed with the beauty and the simplicity of the song, a Christmas song with no title. As he went from town to town repairing and building church organs, he left copies of the unnamed Christmas music as a gift to each church. He also gave the music to two wandering families of Bavarian folk singers who performed the song each Christmas. Not knowing its title, they called it simply The Song of Heaven. It would be 40 years until Father Moore and Hans Gruber would be recognized as the true authors of a new Christmas carol whose real name was Silent Night. Today, Silent Night is the world's most popular Christmas carol, and each year, thousands visit the site of its first performance in the tiny village of Obendorf, Germany. The Silent Night Chapel seats only 22, but in it, the music of Franz Gruber and Father Joseph Moore is heard around the clock. It's playing there right now.
Silent Night.
Sometimes the smallest things play the biggest roles in our lives. Consider Father Joseph Moore, a troubled priest who on one cold and snowy Christmas Eve paused to ask God why.
All is calm.
Perhaps this Christmas, Father Joseph Moore has his answers.
Down yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild.
Wendy's Christmas stockings and an incredible miracle on a Christmas Eve long ago, all coming up in the next hour.
This is An American Christmas.
There's something terribly wrong with the home security industry, and Simply Safe is on a mission to fix it. Protecting your home is important, but most home security companies make it a nightmare. Their salesmen harass you nonstop with only one goal, to scare you into signing a long-term, no-escape contract. You could get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. There's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. They sell direct, so you get the best prices. Plus, Simply Safe boasts a free cellular connection, a 100% wireless system, and 24/7 alarm monitoring costs just $14.99 per month. That's less than one-third of what most companies charge. Get home security with no nasty contracts, no commitments, and no hidden fees. Go to MySimplySafe.com today to get a free keychain remote. That's MySimplySafe.com. MySimplySafe.com.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important. The cars.
And the holiday jingle.
Wow, no, actually, Acura is just focusing on the cars, not jingles.
Deals on wheels, deals on steals, wheels, deals, deals.
Yeah, that's the idea, but the Acura Season of Reason deals speak for themselves. They don't need to sing about it.
The frostiest sail, the chestnuttiest sail, the yule-loggiest sail, the salesiest sail.
Look beyond the sales that don't have much to say. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for Luxury Brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Find exceptional offers on the 2014 Acura RDX during the Season of Reason sales event at Munganast St. Louis Acura or Frank Lita Acura.
Ernie Petty Collision Center has been servicing St. Louis for over 30 years and is your one-stop auto collision repair center. They would like to thank you for your loyalty and wish you the happiest holiday season yet. Ernie Petty provides the highest quality service around and is also a direct repair shop for most insurance companies. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. and can be reached at 314-752-0400 or visit them online at erniepattycollision.com.
KTRS St. Louis.